Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Tuesday, February 4th. If you're an entrepreneur who sells stuff online, you may have faced a tough decision whether to offer your wares on Amazon or start your own independent store on a rival platform called Shopify. It's not too much of a stretch to say Shopify is to Amazon what David is to Goliath. Not much of a stretch at all. Shopify is a Canadian company that provides a merchant platform to independent retailers. Starting at an affordable $29 a month, you can set up your online store, use Shopify's tools to promote your products, manage social media, and track shipping. That platform, a darling of the stock market but little known by consumers, was founded more or less accidentally by snowboarders Tobias Lütke and his friend Scott Lake in 2006. 2 years earlier, the two friends had set out to create an online business selling snowboards, but they couldn't find a merchant platform flexible enough for a tiny new business like theirs. Finally, in frustration, Lütke programmed his own. Eventually, they decided to abandon snowboards, predicting that more and more companies would want to sell online. Lake eventually left the business, but Lütke brought on other partners and a whole lot of vendors. Last year, Shopify brought in $1.5 billion in revenue, and it now boasts more than 1 million customers. Shopify builds itself as the rebel platform, one intended to help independent retailers thrive as independents, rather than being subsumed by Amazon. As reporter Patrick Sisson writes in Vox, Shopify says it partners with entrepreneurs, unlike Amazon. Some of Shopify's leaders argue that Amazon lures vendors to its platform, watches for success, and then copies their products and offers imitations at a discount. Sisson quotes digital marketing expert Scott Galloway as saying, Amazon partners with companies the way a virus partners with a host. Well, whether you actually subscribe to such a dark outlook on Amazon, it's certainly true that Shopify has grown substantially by positioning itself as the easy, cheap platform for independent business people who need online storefronts. While many of its customers are small, it's also the platform for many big names, too, from sustainable shoe company Allbirds to Kylie Jenner to Chip and Joanna Gaines furniture and housewares brand Magnolia Market, just to name a few. Now, writes Vox's Sisson, Shopify is coming after Amazon. Last year, it embarked on an ambitious 5-year plan to invest $5 billion building a fulfillment network intended to help American merchants provide 2-day shipping all over the country. That's crucial because it's hard to compete with Amazon's swift and easy shipping. That overnight Prime box on the doorstep is no longer a wonder. These days, at least in major urban areas, it's becoming an expectation. And it's more and more common, too. Last Thursday, Jeff Bezos announced that Amazon Prime had just surpassed 150 million members around the world. Among other things, Amazon Prime is the engine offering overnight and same-day shipping as a feature of membership. It's quickly normalizing the idea of instant shipping gratification for a cost that, well, to some, feels like it's free. The company is also developing back-end systems for brick-and-mortar retailers, which sounds a little crazy at a time when analysts have been bemoaning the end of the mall and chain stores have been shuttering their doors in droves. Shopify is convinced, however, that small retailers need this sort of help and will pay for it as online and offline blend in new ways. Both Shopify and Amazon are in enormous upswings. Amazon's Prime announcement, along with its earnings last Thursday, sent the stock soaring another 10%. With $82 billion in sales last year, Amazon is so large that Shopify may seem like a fly on the back of the elephant. But for millions of online merchants, Shopify may represent the future, a future in which they can remain independent. And that's saying something in this age of gargantuan tech companies. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. If you like our show, take a second and hit that subscribe button. That way you won't miss a single episode. And thanks. I'm David Brown, back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.